This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jack Blackburn, he's the Dean of Admissions at the University of Virginia.
It was a struggle this year. We saw a lot more applications than we saw last year.
And the UVA made history, did they not? More applications than ever in its entire history.
Yeah, just a few more than the last record we had back in the 80s. But it was just over 18,000 from high school seniors.
What do you think accounts for that? Why is it that all of a sudden here in 2007 we see this spike, or is it a trend of more applications?
It's a trend, and actually many colleges across the country are up on applications this year. I was talking to a friend at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh the other day, and he said they were up 19%.
Wow.
Ours were up 10. But I think a lot of it has to do with the multiple applications that students are filing. There's this common application that students can file electronically. And, it makes it easier for students to apply, and they just have their parents' credit card and hit that thing and submit. So, and I think that's part of it.
That's very interesting. So more and more students are applying to more and more places versus when I was in applying, I only applied to one place.
An early decision.
Early decision at William & Mary, and I found out December of my senior year, but I never even applied anywhere else. And I remember in high school at the time, it was common for folks to apply to maybe two or three places.
Yeah. About 25 years ago, it was probably the average across the country was about four applications per person. And then, things started getting tougher to get in the 90s and turn of the century. And students thought it was a lot more unpredictable. And so they felt they had to apply to more colleges to make sure they had some choices come April of the 12th grade. And so now, this past year, the average across the country was 9.
You're kidding.
So it means to have that as an average, there are students who are filing 15, 16, 17 applications.
And it's not the cost for each one, right?
Oh,
isn't
man.
It hundreds of dollars for each one? Or
yeah. Our application fee at Virginia is $60. And, of course, we give fee waivers for students who can show the need for it. And so that amounts to about 500 students a year. But, yeah, if you multiply that times 8 or 10 or 15, it's a lot of money.
Wow. Jack Blackburn, the Dean of Admissions at UVA. If you've got any comments or questions, the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Remind us again of the process. All of these things start to come in. Literally, what do they look like? Does each one go in its own manila folder? Give us a visual here of what this magic brain trust room looks like over at the admissions office.
Coy, it's most of the applications come in electronically now. This year, 92% of our first-year applicants were electronic. But we're not quite ready to read them online. And so we're killing lots of trees. So we're printing these applications and putting them in folders, and they look like medical records if you've ever seen your doctor's office with alphabet three letters on the end of it. And so we can find files very easily, open files. The application comes in, then recommendations come from the counselor and teachers, plus the secondary school report from the high school counselor. And then from the College Board or ACT, we'll get test scores that come electronically. And we merge those and we have a sheet that prints out with a lot of this information on it. And then that's when we go to work. And we ask each dean to read 30 applications a day and to write an evaluation and with a recommendation on what to be done. So we aim for April 1st to get all this information out to students, and we back up and we try and decide how much we have to do each day,
Right, right. And remind us again that the policy of early decision. Now, UVA has decided to forgo this as a tool in the admissions process to opt for more of a level playing field.
That's exactly right. And so we've had our last early decision this year. Next year, it'll be all regular decision. And we hope it's an important signal to low-income families that the entire class is available. And that when I was here in the midwinter, we talked about very few students applying for early decision if they're from low-income families.
Right, right.
And we want to say the whole class is there. We want to consider everybody. under the same circumstances.
Jack Blackburn, Dean of Admissions. So now give us an idea of this new class that was accepted. Let's talk some numbers.
Okay.
How many did apply? How many got letters of acceptance? Mm-hmm. And do you still do waiting lists? What are the details now?
Okay. I can't give you exact, but pretty close to it.
Ballpark numbers are good.
18,063, I believe. 18,063 total applications. And, you know, we have a wonderful associate dean who just works at completing applications, Mary Ann Kosevich. And we are down to one incomplete application, if you can imagine.
Out of 18,000?
Out of 18,000.
Wow. Because I'm sure they don't all come in complete. I'm sure there's a lot of emails. We still need this from you.
Oh, yeah. We go after students, and usually they forget, or, you know, they didn't send this or that.
Right, right.
They wrote two essays and not three, and so we want them all. But we try to get them all complete because people have, I mean, they've invested $60. We think they're serious about applying to UVA, and so we want to get them complete. In early decision, we offered admission to about 980 students. And so that segment of the class was already committed. So then we were looking for roughly another 2,100 students. Our class goal is 3,170.
Okay.
3,170.
So just over 3,000 in the that you would like to see in a first-year class.
That's right. That's right. And then so we've made an additional 5,000 application offers. Those have gone out, and we're offering to four different schools: engineering, architecture, nursing, and arts and sciences. And we have to predict the response rate in state, out of state for four different schools. So it gets a little tricky because some have different response rates compared to others. But we've made total close to 6,000 offers, counting early decision, and we have put a lot of students on the waiting list because we want to be sure that we can meet that class size. This year, we've intentionally aimed low, below the class goal, so that we come in below that, and then we can inch up to the right class size from the waiting list.
So the number that you of letters that you sent out of acceptances was a little lower than perhaps in past years.
Yes.
Because you want to keep the number
low. Right. And we aim for a split between in-state and out-of-state students of 67 and 33. And we want that to be absolutely right. We want that to be off at all.
Is that a common ratio for a big state school, or is UVA unique in some regard?
Well, that's typical of the other four-year public universities in Virginia. Most, William & Mary and Virginia Tech and places like those, usually have about a third from out of state. If you look at some other states, they'll be different. Take Vermont or New Hampshire, where the population is small. They only have about half from out of state because there aren't enough residents.
Right, right.
Or if you take California, where it's like a country unto itself, they have 90% from California.
Wow.
So it varies depending on the conditions.
Is this is that a ratio that might be changing in the future? Is it trending in any direction, or have we pretty much stayed at about a third out of state for a while?
We have actually signed an agreement with the state leaders and the legislature and the governor's office that we will aim very precisely for that ratio, so that's a part of the plan. You probably have done stories on the restructuring agreement mm-hmm. that the university made with the state, and so that's a part of the conditions.
Interesting. So give us a feel now for some of the makeup of what we might be looking at the students. Is it going to look like last year by and large, or are there some unique things about the incoming class this year?
It's the class is going to be slightly larger, about 70 more students than we're growing. We're in a growth phase because of the growth in the state of Virginia.
Explain that to us. That's because not many people might know about that.
Right. Yeah. Because the state population is growing and the number of high school graduates is growing, we want to be accessible to Virginians. And so we're over the next, it's probably going to take 10 or 11 years, we're going to add an additional 1,100 undergraduate students through first year and transfer students. And also we're going to be adding 400 to 500 more graduate students. So roughly 1,500 more students in about 10 years. So we're trying to be responsive to the state and serve the population here. And that's
which,
the whole point of
which
it.
Which might sound like a lot, but we're not Ohio State. I mean, it's still right. a reasonable growth pattern for
sure,
our community.
Sure. And we want to do it relatively slowly so it doesn't have a dramatic impact on housing and faculty. You know, we can't just overnight make a dramatic change on that. And so the size and the chemistry of the student body is very important to us.
What about housing? How is that? What are the plans at the university when prospective parents of prospective students perhaps come to you and ask about housing at the university? Because some of the stock over by the stadium is older. Mm-hmm. What are the plans that might be on the books for new housing or renovating older housing?
The plan is to add some new first-year dorms because we will be bringing in a larger first-year class. Another thing that is going to happen is many of the so-called new dorms on Alderman Road, just above the football stadium, are buildings with problems in them. And some of them are going to be torn down over the next 8 to 10 years.
Interesting.
Apparently the I'm not a contractor.
You're not a structural chemist. Engineer? Come on.
In the cement in some of these buildings, the steel girders that are in them, apparently it's too much lime or some chemical in the cement or concrete that's causing the steel to rust, and it's losing its strength.
Wow.
So that they're having to tear the things down and rebuild them. So that's going to happen while we're also adding some more dorms.
Yeah, well, it could represent a great opportunity to, let's make lemonade out of these lemons. And what a wonderful opportunity to create some new living spaces.
One thing that we always will do, however, is guarantee all first-year students that they'll live in university housing. We pride ourselves on the first-year experience. And we have one resident advisor, an upperclassman, for every 18 first-year students. In many universities, they're staff people. But these are upperclassmen, volunteers who do a great job. And we have a lot of programming in the first year. I think it has a lot to do with our high retention because people engage with the university through that first-year experience.
Are there four-year universities out there in America where first-years go and don't live on grounds? I guess that must be the case, especially in some of those bigger ones.
I just, actually this week, a listserv that I'm on from other deans at other public universities, some of them don't require freshmen to live in the university housing. They live in apartments or any place they want to go. Others will require it, but it will vary. But there are plenty of them where freshmen don't live in dorms.
Right. Jack Blackburn, he's the Dean of Admissions at the University of Virginia. And you have been here. Remind me again, how long have you been here?
Forever. 1979, I started here as an associate dean.
And I know I asked you this before when you were here, but remind me, the biggest changes you think you've seen since you got here in the 70s? Besides the growth, because I'm sure the numbers are up.
There hasn't been anything dramatic. But I always describe it as sort of an inching upward of the overall quality of the student body. Just sort of, a little bit at a time. It's not a steep curve, but a gradual curve. The other thing, in addition to that, in terms of quality, I mean the academic preparation and the interest that students bring and the interesting things they want to do here. But I think we've become, during that period, while I've been here, much more diverse. And I think it's when you come up and walk around the university grounds, you see the real world. It's very, in terms of people of different ethnic and racial groups and international students. I was just walking around today with some visitors, and it's wonderful to walk and see the kind of diversity that we have in the student body. And I would say that's probably the biggest change that I've seen.
Which makes it a richer experience for everybody involved.
I think so.
Even the faculty and administration. Much more exciting to be part of that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remind us, how does this process work from here on out? The letters have gone out to roughly 6,000 folks, letting them know that they have been, there's a spot for them if they want it.
Right.
You expect about half of that.
A little over half
of
the students to accept us. We have the early decision people committed, and then the others, we expect a little over half of that group to accept our offer.
Is there a deadline that they have to accept by a certain time?
There's a standard reply date that most colleges use, the candidate's reply date of May 1st. And 10 years ago, we'd have our class formed by about the 20th of April. Now, it's the 1st of May. Students wait till the last few days of April. And I don't blame them because they say, well, we've waited a long time to tell them. But May 1st is the date, and it's a form they have to mail rather than doing electronically. So
so those are coming in now, I would imagine.
Yeah, a few. We've gotten about 500.
Okay.
So we're sitting on about 1,400 students so far, and it'll move up to 3,100.
Very exciting. So we can expect more news out of your office perhaps in May with the final number of the newest members of our community who are slated to come here. Late this summer, I guess.
That's right, in August.
Jack, thank you so much for coming by.
It's my pleasure.
Always an honor. Jack Blackburn, he's the Dean of Admissions at the University of Virginia.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.